head of marketing and advertising for The Brick, Sheldon Petrikowski, joins us. Sheldon, how you doing?
Good, really good. Nice to be here. Thanks for the invite.
I didn't butcher your name. That's the best. Now I'm happy.
I think you said it the best.
Really?
Hey, that's just how you roll.
Well, it's because I had to repeat it 10 times because it's probably because you're only comparing me to Strudwick, who can't say a name. So if I've said it better than him, I'm not sure that's great.
This is true.
Now, you guys teamed up with the Oil Kings, and you made specific jerseys and a Brickley Bear. Kind of tell us why you guys wanted to get involved and how it's kind of a more special, unique this season for Oil King fans.
Well, I think it's the Oil Kings are just a great partner that we've had some success with in the past, and we were talking about the teddy bear toss because it really coincides, it dovetails nice with our charitable movement, which is helping to improve the lives of children brick by brick, and our kind of champion of that effort is what we call Brickley Bear. And every year we do a Brickley Bear that has a little bit of different storyline to them. And we just thought it was a natural fit with a teddy bear toss. So the Oil Kings are great. We started working on it early, and they extended the opportunity with the jerseys and the bear. And, you know, we both have a goal of, you know, selling out Rexall, which, you know, it's looking pretty good right now. So, you know, so far so good.
Now, Brickley, and the cool part is this year, the Oil Kings jerseys is the exact same jersey that Brickley the Bear is wearing. And I know we tweeted out a picture of him. It's kind of like the superhero bear. He's got his little face mask on him. And I talked to a few of the Oil Kings players, and they love the jersey. They think it's like, a lot of them are like, I got to get my parents to buy this jersey because it's very unique and different compared to other jerseys.
And that's just one of the things that, you know, we've even picked that up from like the East Coast League. You know, the East Coast teams have had, you know, some awesome jerseys that have kind of become collectibles on their own.
For
the
sure.
Valentine's Day, yeah, or their Veterans Day. So, it was early on this summer that we kind of got the conversations going, and the Oil Kings were open to it, and we took it as a challenge that we really wanted to do something that was cool, depict the event, and we're the proud partner that wanted to, you know, sell out Rexall, and, you know, you discussed 11,000 bears. Our goal is to get 15,000 of those things on the ice tomorrow night. So, you know, big goals, big challenge, but I think the partnership, we're up to it.
Are you helping clean them up?
Absolutely. It'll be all hands on ice, so to speak.
Well, man, it will be. And we're going to actually give away, we have one of the Oil Kings, an actual jersey, and one of the Brickley Bears, because the Brickley Bears are limited edition, and they're available at the Brick, but from what I understand, they're almost sold out. You got a few of them left at participating Bricks for people that can go in between, if you're going to the game between now and tomorrow. And when you buy the bear, if you don't have a ticket, you can just go to the Brick, and when you buy the bear, you get a ticket with it, right?
That's right. So we have limited ticket vouchers, and what's important is that if you go to a Brick store, it is a voucher. You have to redeem it either at the game day office at Rexall or at the Oil Kings ticket office. So that's very important because it is a voucher. It's not a ticket, but
you basically can just go to Rexall and
exactly.
Walk up to
and people that are familiar with it and have done it in the past, and even with this circumstance, they said it's been going great. So, by all means, hit up those Brick stores tonight and tomorrow morning, and make sure you don't miss this because I think it's going to be a pretty special night.
Well, it's a very unique thing as we're joined by the head of marketing for the Brick, Sheldon Petrikowski, in studio. As you talk about your Brick by Brick Foundation helping out kids, and obviously the teddy bear toss, it's very special because all the bears are picked up and they're donated to different kids. All the proceeds from Brickley the Bear go towards a charity because we've had a few text messages. So when you buy the bear, this is just a donation from you guys. It's all going to charity.
And we've talked about the partnership with the Oil Kings, but quite frankly, I think the Oil Kings and ourselves, the biggest partners, and the ones that we're most proud of are going to be Santa's Anonymous, which all the bears that are thrown onto the ice, they're provided to underprivileged kids across Edmonton and our community with Santa's Anonymous. And then the second layer to that is all the proceeds of the bear sales, they go to the Stollery Hospital. So, you know, there's no two better charitable partners this time of year than the Stollery and Santa's Anonymous. And that was another thing that was just kind of like, this is a no-brainer for us and the Oil Kings, quite frankly.
Also tied in with the Stollery and Santa's Anonymous. So two charities. The Stollery, of course, does wonderful work year-round, and Santa's Anonymous, a fantastic what they do to help out so many families and specifically kids at a time of the year where everybody wants to feel part of it and get a gift. So if you don't have a ticket and you were thinking about getting a ticket, go down to the Brick because you'll get your ticket when you buy one of the bears. I do have a few we're going to give away coming up here in the next 20 minutes on the show. So but it doesn't include a ticket. We just got you the bear and the jersey today. Now, moving forward, is this going to be like a regular yearly thing with the Oil Kings?
We hope so. You know, like we've had nothing but great conversations. We're hoping to extend such because, you know, we're quite proud of the relationship. We hope that the Oil Kings are as well. I haven't heard anything different, and we're really hoping for a special night tomorrow night. And I think if that's the case, success typically leads to it being extended in following years.
And not only are you doing the teddy bear toss, the Brick, of course, a big sponsor of the Five Questions, because you're a real intellect and you want to get to know Majot's answers on pop culture, because he's all over, like, you know, Pamela Anderson. She's going to be on the final cover of Playboy. It's been, those are important things to know. But you're also going to supply us just a little bit of a teaser for one of our days for Month of Giving coming up in about 10 days. We're going to have like the ultimate man cave with the TV and everything else from the Brick that we're going to auction off.
Absolutely. And that, you know, I think everybody is, you know, quite proud of where they watch their sporting events. And we're going to make sure that it has a little extra nice touch for this year. So by all means, all the listeners, stay tuned for that.
Will there be any, like, is it a lucky coach that could get some wins for the Oilers? Because that could really up the value for Oilers fans.
Well, hey, maybe... you know, lucky couches. They maybe we may need to donate quite a few in order to get that win record up.
That'd be unbelievable if somebody could somehow construct a lucky couch that could lead to more victories. And I think sell out in a week. Order fans are, I don't even need a couch. I'll be buying that. Just put it in the backyard. We need some wins.
Yeah, our, we prefer if our furniture's in the home. So maybe the set that it replaces can move to the backyard. And, our brick sectional or sofa that will be part of this man cave package will find a better home in the basement or in the bonus room, so to speak.
Do you guys still, like, do you have a patent on the single black leather couch? Because Mark Majot just, and every, I had one. It's that thing was like, it's timeless, man. Every single guy, I think, has owned a black leather couch from the Brick.
It, you know, it's a coming of age. I think that's what Strudwick alluded to it earlier, you know? So it's definitely one of those things that you got to have goals, right?
100%.
You know, you have to have goals. And once you've had that black leather couch for a while, then the goal becomes, you know, how do I maybe find something that's a little bit more stylish with the ladies?
The biggest thing, really, the goal for every guy who has the black leather couch will be eventually when he moves in with a girl would find a way to keep the black leather couch.
This is true.
That would be the goal.
There's coming of age and then there's negotiation.
Yes.
So those of you that still have the black leather couch as, you know, that staple, you know, applause for you.
Yeah. And if you've successfully moved it into not into the one room of your house and no one sits in, because that doesn't really count. But if you've moved it in successfully into like a common area of your house, I tip my hat to you, because I don't know many guys have been able to make that. Like, that move is more difficult than just trying to make the move to get the girl to go on a date with you. Significantly harder.
And if you're the one that the black leather couch has been handed down to, so if you're the friend of a friend that, the third generation.
Because they never wear out. That's the best part.
Well, this is just it, right? So maybe there's, you know, time for you to look for an upgrade. So we can help you with that at the Brick as well.
Nice. Well, coming up in not next week, but the week after, I know that's when the Brick is up one day for our month of giving. We really appreciate you guys donating that to help out local charities as well. And once again, if you're interested, the Brickley Bears, there's a limited few left at any of the participating Brick stores in Edmonton. And when you go buy one of the Brickley Bears, all the proceeds from the bear go towards the Stollery Children's Hospital. You will also get a ticket to go to the Oil Kings Teddy Bear Toss game. And you can either throw Brickley the Bear on the ice, or you can bring your own other teddy bears as well. And they're looking to sell out Rexall. And I know the biggest crowd they had, I think last year, was 14,000, Majot. Is that right? 14,000 with 11,000 bears. And I know I talked to Radomski from the Oil Kings, and he's pretty sure they're on pace to be very well. They're going to break the 14,000.
Yeah,
record.
I talked to K-Rad earlier today, and Dave Renard, and they're both, you know, thinking that this thing is trending really, really well. It's all about walk up, obviously. So don't feel as though you're not going to get in the building. You know, head down to Rexall tomorrow, and let's make it a special night.
And Petrakowski will be on the ice helping pick up the bears. So be sure to look for the guy with the biggest hair of dippity-doo. That'll be him on the ice. Sheldon, we appreciate you coming in today. And great initiative for the Brick and the Oil Kings to team up with the Brickley Bears. I think it's fantastic. Any kind of unique ways that anything that benefits charity, obviously I'm a huge supporter of that. So I think it's great what you guys do.
Thanks so much for having us.